With these words, a 5th century Indian hymn sings of the goddess Durga vanquishing the terrible buffalo titan.
Springing up, she mounted the great buffalo titan. Having struck him with her foot, she beat him with her spear. Then he, struck with her foot, came forth out of his own mouth. He was felled by the goddess, who cut off his head with a great sword.
The subject of Durga killing the buffalo titan was depicted widely in India and the Indonesian island of Java. In India, Durga is typically shown at the moment of violent combat, the lion attacking with her, her trident piercing the titan's chest as he emerges from the neck of the decapitated buffalo. But Javanese versions like this one show a calmer, more dispassionate moment in the struggle between good and evil. Here, the regal and triumphant Durga stands upon the defeated buffalo, merely grasping the hair of the dwarfish titan, who rises behind the head of the animal. Another hand grasps the buffalo's tail. Staring straight ahead, at once terrifying and beautiful, she is a commanding presence. Though Durga's ornaments are lavish, her hair is matted, indicating her ascetic nature. She is an unmarried goddess who emerges from the combined energy of Hinduism's male gods to destroy forces of evil, like the buffalo titan, who threaten the earth. Her many hands usually bear the weapons the gods have given her. Here, only the conch and club are visible, but she probably once carried a bow, arrow, sword, and shield